Hi, I'm Anderson Silver, author of the books Your User's Manual and Volume 2, Your Duality Within. Life is difficult, isn't it? And in today's hyper-connected modern day, it just seems like it's harder than ever before, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you it really doesn't have to be that way. With a little help and guidance from ancient Stoic philosophers, you really can attain an anxiety-free and purposeful life. How do I know? Thanks to Stoicism, I'm one such person who turned his life around, and I'm here to share some of that ancient wisdom with you. Welcome to Stoicism for a Better Life.
Fucking shit. Mother fucking piece of shit. I'm sure a lot of you feel that way about something right now, huh? It's February 23rd, Friday, and man, a lot of people are bummed, and I'm no different. I'm right there with you guys. Good morning. What a way to wake up. Jeez. Recording this in the morning, as I did on Tuesday. Quick background on Tuesday's episode. I quite literally decided Tuesday morning that this is how I was going to run a podcast this year. I wasn't planning on doing a season because I don't have time, to be honest. I don't go to studios anymore. I don't have time to send files back and forth with the very generous people that helped me, Joey Two Wolves and Sammy. I hope to work with them again in the future. But for now, all I could do is pull down the microphone that's right here at my desk before I start work and just talk a little bit of sweet nothing into your ears. And hey, thank you for the feedback, guys. Most of you enjoyed that. One of you said, no, don't do it anymore. This was not good for me. I appreciate the honest feedback, but majority wins. So here we go. I'll try and talk a little louder because I don't have voice controls on the software here. I'm literally recording directly into Spotify's tool here. Minimal work, 10 minutes, I'm in and out. But hey, it's a little bit more real and it's something. Checking my Instagram feed here. I have another question today. The one I'm going to use today comes from Nikki, from two ladies in a row. First episode, Veronica. Second one, Nikki. Ladies, come ask your questions to Anderson Silver. Now, let's get more guys in here. It's always the same few gentlemen that are sending questions in. But anyways, the question is, I've been feeling really blue lately. Any suggestions to get out of my funk? This is another one of those I receive weekly, sometimes multiple times a week, which is why I chose to answer this one in podcast format, which I will upload later on tonight, recording straight into Spotify, and then it goes through its filters. I schedule for tonight, and boom, done. While I'm doing my work, the IT AI does its magic. Anyways, so how do we get out of a funk? Well, first, I think we need to define what a funk is and where it is we're trying to go. Because getting out of a funk, going somewhere you want to, it's easy. If you can define it and you're aware of your objective, you'll agree with me that you've accomplished so much in life. Like, we can color inside the lines, guys. We can do simple addition and simple math. So if we can define where we want our minds to be, it's very easy to get it there. We are very capable. The problem is, one, being aware. So asking the question already, Nikki, of how you get out of your funk shows that you're on the right path. That's the hardest thing to do. The next thing is to identify clearly where you want to go. And I can't really identify this for you. I recommend, you know, you pull out your journal and write out your thoughts, what you view virtue as, like, what is virtue for you? That's where you're trying to go. But I'll answer it in the best way I can from my perspective. It might make some sense or inspire you. We worry too much about fucking everything. Everything. And when worries get a lot, they overwhelm us. This is what becomes burnout or depression or anxiety or some type of gnarly concoction of the three. it can be tough, hard to get out of bed. Everything scares you. For me, sometimes it feels like a gut punch. My digestive system will suffer. My heart will suffer. My thoughts, I'm constantly arguing in my mind. Everything seems impossible. This is what a funk is. Does it sound familiar to anyone? So this is what our Stoic ancestors called the murky water that we're constantly swimming in. This is our baseline. And I've accepted that. And ever since I've accepted that as a Stoic, I found it easier to climb out of it. So this is the murky water. And where do we want to go? Well, you know, we cannot do everything. We are mere mortals. We're stuck in this temporal world. We suck. We have bad habits. We're too stupid to even remember how we want to be, more than a few moments at a time. I mean, hence this question. I ask it to myself daily. It's one of my daily points that I go back to regularly. And then there's a reason why it's one of the more common questions. We want to be better, but we can't. I don't know. I don't even know where to go from here. Look, this negative talk within, this negative voice that tells you, you can't do it. You're not good enough. Why even bother? Don't even try. You're never going to succeed to accomplish everything you want to. You know, it's half right. It's half right because we're human beings, not human doings. We can't do everything. That part he's right about. What he's wrong about is that you are capable, or she, excuse me, the voice could be a she. You are capable. And what you're capable of is to have the right mindset. And what is the right mindset? Well, if you're a Prokopton like myself and you follow Stoicism, the right mindset is being the best damn human being you can be in the present moment. That's what virtue is for us, right? We try our best and then we evaluate ourselves on our effort in the present moment because that's all we can control. The past is in the past. We can't change it. The future is unknown. We cannot control it. But gosh darn it, we can control what we do right now, including taking a deep breath and admitting, hey, I probably was not great just a few moments ago. Doesn't matter if your interlocutor, if the person you're speaking with responds to you or not in kind. We're surrounded by assholes and selfish people because we're taught to compete. This is what Western capitalism does to us. We are taught to compete. And so there are some people that just, you know, follow the competition rules. They cannot disassociate the human community from the human society, but you can. And because you can, you're having consternation because your body wants to do one thing, be in peace, be tranquil, just be in the moment and be a good human being as best as possible while accepting your shortcomings. But the mind, that negative voice, the body's mind, wants to do something different. It wants to put on a facade. It's too much. So knowing where we want to go, just make good decisions in the moment and don't worry about the past or the future and evaluate our goodness and our life's goodness in this moment with that decision we made and only that decision we made, we can accomplish that immediately because our present moment is a forever, it's forever. We're never going to know. So, well, there might be an afterlife. I don't know. But as far as I have observed, in this temporal world is the only place my consciousness can exist. And in this temporal world, the only thing I can control is my actions in this moment. Everything else is out of my control to an extent. If none of this makes sense to you, good promo time. Your dichotomy of control. Learn how to control your world for a better blah, 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 blah. My third book is all about this, identifying what we can control and what we cannot. And then by focusing our efforts and our self-evaluation in the moment, we can really save ourselves from this murky water. Jump up to the surface, take a deep breath, and try and tread water on the surface as long as we can. Granted, we're not going to stay there. We are not sages. We are not perfect. But by God, when we are focused and we know where we want to go, we can immediately, in our eternal present moment, become good and virtuous forever, as long as we remain in the present moment. I hope some of this rambling made sense. I apologize for any background noises. I'm going to keep doing this. If you don't like it, try and catch me next season, I guess. Or if you want to have a more direct conversation, come find me on Instagram or Reddit. My contact information is on stoicismforabetterlife.com on the page Let's Talk. All right, guys, you have a good one. Be good. Do something good for someone. It'll make you feel better. All right. Ciao.
Remember, virtue is not about perfection, but about trying your best. No matter how big or small that effort might be, just keep working on improving yourself, and by definition, you will be virtuous. Check out my articles and other podcasts. Hey, they just might help you on your journey of self-improvement. You can access them all on patreon.com/AndersonSilver. Follow the page to receive notifications of all my new content, and all of this is absolutely free, of course. I wish you all a productive and tranquil week, and remember, we're all in it together, and we're all rooting for each other.